Naiinip na si Annette Shunwa habang naghihintay sa mga pagbabago. Ang aktor at sumulat ng pamanang Chino, ang executive producer ng Performance 4A, isang profesional na kumpanya sa sining na nakabase sa Sydney at nakatalagang palaguin at itaguyod ang mga artistang Asyano at Australiano. Sinabi niya na ang sistema ng pagpili ng artista sa Australia ay nagdidiskrimina laban sa mga artistang Asyano.
The faces of our cities have changed, but what we're seeing on stage and on screen hasn't kept up. I've been working in film and TV and on stage for almost 30 years now, and change has been very, very slow.
Idinagdag niya na ang isang argumento sa paglalagay nito ay dahil hindi handa ang mga manonood sa magkakaibang artista, subalit sinabi niyang ito ay hindi totoo.
If you look at the most commercially successful programs around at the moment, they're the reality TV programs. They have no problem with a culturally diverse cast.
Noong Agosto ng nagdaang taon, naglunsad ang Actors Equity ng hashtag Create Diversity, isang kampanyang naglalayong hikayatin ang pagbabago sa ginagawang pagpili ng mga artista.
It asks writers to pledge to add a statement encouraging diverse casting when the roles don't specifically state ethnicity or whether someone is able-bodied or not, to encourage the producers, the casting directors, the directors to think more diversely. We found that that got a lot of positive feedback, and that's happening now in more casting briefs, and things like that really trigger people to think more widely.
Sa loob ng maraming nakalipas na taon, nagkaroon ng suporta, pagsasanay at pagtuturo sa mga katutubong Australiano sa sining. Ito ay nagresulta sa ilang konektado at magagaling na artista, direktor at producer. Kasama dito si Wayne Blair na nagdirek sa matagumpay na pelikulang The Sapphires. Kasama din si Rachel Perkins na kilalang kilala sa pagsulat at pagdirek sa pelikulang Brand New Day noong 2009. Naging direktor ang dalawa sa magandang serye sa telebisyon Red Fern Now tungkol sa mga katutubong Australianong nakatira sa Sydney. Ang Screen Australia ay isang grupong pinupondohan ng pamahalaang federal para sa pelikula, telebisyon at digital media. Ang pinuno ng kanyang business and audience department ay si Richard Harris na nagsabing ang isang aktibong panimula ay ginamit nila upang taasan ang pagkakatawan ng mga katutubong Australiano sa industriya ng telebisyon at pelikula.
We've actually set up a specific department to deal with it, and we've engaged with the marketplace, specifically broadcasters in terms of ABC and SBS. And so that's meant very close engagement with Indigenous filmmakers from very early stages of, in through development of their career and development of projects, all the way through to those projects going out to the marketplace. It's a long burn, but it's had really great results.
Gusto namang makita ni Pearl Tan ang uri ng suportang iniaalok sa mga artistang aboriginal na ginagamit bilang huwaran para tumulong sa ibang tao. Partikular dito ay ang mga taong may kapansanan.
I think the most underrepresented in Australia is actors with disability. Apparently 20% of the population are disabled, and we don't see that at all on our screens in particular or on our stages.
Si Emily Dash naman ay isang manunulat at aktor na may cerebral palsy. Ang 25 taon ay nagsabi na kakaunti ang mga istoryang nagtatampok sa mga taong may kapansanan at kalimitan ay kinakatawan sila ng mali.
When there is a story about people with disabilities, often it's written and performed without any serious consultation with the disability community. And also often portrayed by a person without a disability. And this is one of my pet hates.
Nararamdaman ng aktor na hindi lamang ang kanyang kapansanan ang naglalagay sa kanya sa disbentahe. Sinabi niya na ang kanyang kasarian ay naging balakid din.
I was lucky enough to create my own work called I'm Not a Work of Art. One of the great things about that piece is that it was created by a core team of women. Wherever possible, I will work with women artists, because that's something that I'm really passionate about, increasing gender parity in the art industry.
Sa kasalukuyan, ang Screen Australia ay nagsasagawa ng pagsusuri sa pagkakaiba ng lahi at kultura sa dramang pangtelebisyon sa Australia. Sinabi ni Richard Harris na ipapaalam ang matutuklasan ng mga estratehiyang gagawin sa pagsusuri.
You don't want to set up some sort of formal quota or something, but you do want to be able to say, we know that this is what the landscape is right now, and if we can work towards getting a broader representation of Australians over time, it'd be nice to actually have some targets and some numbers that are actually based in reality rather than based in what we perceive.